for Clemson football.
Trying to keep it, and now we try to pitch it, and Xavier Thomas tackles him at the 9, and X marks the spot.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Zero Res, say $109 right now. What about that deal? $109, three rooms, free hallway. You mentioned my name. It's that time of year, new carpets. You got stains. You have, you want to do some spring cleaning. Think about my friends over at Zero Res. Here's what I'm telling about Zero Res. The carpets dry so fast. Normally, if you do it yourself, that's just a mess, man. If you ever clean carpets, Zach, I've asked you this before, I think. You ever clean carpets? Like you rent that machine?
Yes, I have.
That's the dirtiest, nastiest funk gunk you've ever seen in your life.
You go, I was living in this?
Huh?
I was living with this stuff?
Yeah. So you won't do it yourself. And then when you do it yourself, it's like it takes forever for your carpets to dry. Because of powered water, they come in like they're dry before they almost leave. Like it dries up so fast. No harsh soaps, no harsh chemicals, no harsh detergents. Safer for your pets, safer for your kids. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. I think that one thing that we do, especially in this small market, is we don't make any of this stuff personal, right? This is not a personal thing.
No, it's not personal.
Right. This is a... And other thing we do here is that we allow fans to voice their opinion.
It's not personal with the coaching staff. It's not personal with the fans. It's not personal. We talk about
the players,
our players, our coworkers right. here, and the things they said preseason, because we all thought this is going to be different.
Right.
Everybody thought it was going to be different.
Right.
Like preseason top 25 team.
Right. For only the fifth time in school history.
So, yeah, we were wrong on it. We all were. Take your ass in there.
Right. Let me go over. I have several texts here. Text line 986-1566.
66.
Texter says, been done with Brownell since the KJ McDaniels era. Talent wasted on NIT berths. I'm not willing to say that. Texter said, Sweet 16 last year with 4 out of 5 starters coming back shouldn't be underachieving like this. Last year is why fans are upset. Nathan, we pointed out to that. You and I can agree upon that. And actually, in this case, it's the expectations rose. I have I have a thought about that coming up after I read these. Let me just finish with several more of these. Texter says, now this is long right here. Said Will P. Let me see. Oh, it was yesterday's show. Hold on. Today, here we go. This year for Clemson basketball, it is disappointing because they had the nucleus return of the NCAA tournament team. It looks like they've not learned how to succeed and build upon their success. I put a lot of this on the core three main players. Did they do enough to improve their games? I don't know. I don't know if it's players. I don't know if it's coaches. We're not inside. It's hard to criticize without knowing all the facts. We're not at practice every day. So we don't know that. Texter says that do the high expectations in football affect expectations in basketball or even baseball? Is it a university expectation rather than a team expectation now? That's JD. That's a good question. It is extremely difficult for some reason to coexist. Very few programs have been top 10 elite in football and top 10 elite in basketball at the same time. Traditionally, Kentucky basketball has been great. Kentucky football has stunk. North Carolina basketball has been great. North Carolina football has stunk. Duke basketball has been great. Duke football has stunk. Traditionally, Indiana basketball has been great. Indiana football has stunk. Meanwhile, Alabama football is great. Alabama basketball has stunk. Clemson football, great. Clemson basketball stunk. Traditionally, Florida State or, I mean, everywhere you look, you see it. Now, you get a Michigan, you get a Florida sometimes. You get some people who can do it, and it does happen. It's not impossible. But a lot of that, buddy, and see if you agree with this or not. A lot of that is because of egos. That it's hard for the second coach to be the second coach, to be the second fiddle. It's hard for the Indiana football coach to live in Bobby Knight's shadow. It's hard for the Kentucky football coach to live in John Calipari's shadow, Dean Smith's shadow, Mike Krzyzewski's shadow. You have to put your egos aside and understand that, hey, at the other place, I was the big wig. Now I'm number two. From now on, so we'll call you number two. So it's tough for the ego part of the side of that. Certain people can do it. Certain people can't do it. Billy Donovan was able to do it at Florida. Steve Spurrier, Urban Meyer, whoever was there at the time, when Billy Donovan was there, was number one. Florida's a football school first. They won national championships as a result because he was able to put his ego aside and coexist at the same time. It doesn't affect baseball. Now, we have seen many, and I did this research for us last year, and we'll do it again coming up, but you could be really good in football and baseball. You could be really good in basketball and baseball, but it's extremely difficult to be good in football and basketball. Two major revenue producers. In theory, what you'd like to say is it would be great to build on success. Everybody talks about this. The Kentucky football guy, the Duke football guy, the Alabama basketball guy comes in and always says, hey, man, we're going to build off for football success. We get to bring in and recruits during football season. North Carolina does this all the time, Zach. North Carolina will bring in football recruits for the Duke basketball game in the Dean Dome. And kids love it, but it hadn't helped them. So in theory, we all do, you know, difference in theoretically and realistically. In theory, we all think, oh, man, we could coexist. This is going to be great. We can build off each other. In practice, it's just hard to do, again, mainly because you're talking about egos involved in it. It takes a special person to not feel slighted. How could you not? How could you be the Duke football coach and see that Mike Krzyzewski gets everything and they bow down to him and kids are camping out like crazy to get in your basketball games and yet you have a football game and nobody shows up? How could you not feel slighted by that? It'd be tough, especially when you've been used to getting everything. David Cutcliffe has been used to getting everything. He was at Tennessee, football staff got everything. He's head coach at Ole Miss, football first. He goes to Duke. You know what? You got to play second fiddle and you got to swallow your pride a little bit. And it's tough. You can understand that, right?
Absolutely.
But you better do it. If you're going to be successful, you better do it. Now, on the flip side of that,
I wouldn't say that's a case to an extent here, but they poured a lot of money into Little John to renovate, to give them the proper facilities to compete here, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
compare the expectations for Clemson basketball should be less. That goes back to the Frank Howard days. We didn't. Tate Slott wrote in his book, he had one basketball when he showed up here on campus, or two basketballs when he showed up on campus. We didn't give out full allotment of scholarships in basketball throughout the 60s and early 70s. While North Carolina and Duke were winning national championships, Maryland winning national championships, and Virginia was good, and NC State and Everett Case were winning and building these big, huge buildings, we played in Fike, and we didn't really care about it. So we're behind it automatically. That said, that doesn't mean you have to stay behind it. And let me just add this final little morsel for you over there, big man. This tiny little nugget for you. You know why Iowa, is Iowa still great in wrestling?
Yes.
North Carolina's still great in women's soccer?
Yeah.
Alabama's still great in football?
Not that great, but they're all right.
They're all right. Okay. You know why those programs are great?
Why is that?
They demand greatness. They don't settle for anything less than greatness. We have had, you said yesterday we need interns here.
We do.
Let me tell you my intern experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've had great interns and I've had crappy interns. And I don't demand a lot out of them. At times in my life, I've demanded a lot out of them. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you this, as for the most part, some people are just self-motivated and do great things. But I'll tell you this. For the most part, you get what you demand. People, the lowest form of what you'll let by with, that's what they're going to do for the most part.
Sure.
And I think it is absolutely 100% of what you demand. And if North Carolina football demanded. Matt Doherty got fired for being mediocre. The Guthrie guy, whatever, they weren't great. And those guys got fired because they demand excellence in basketball at North Carolina. Football, play second fiddle. Now, here's the good news for you. The good news is that you don't have to win national championships in North Carolina football, Duke football, Indiana football, Alabama basketball, Clemson basketball. You don't have to win championships. You don't have to win national championships. People don't demand that out of you.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome.
People don't demand that out of you. You don't have to have that. Stay out of trouble. Graduate your players. Win a few games every 3 or 4 or 5 years. You know, do something pretty special.
Batman and Robin.
Get you a couple Batmans, a couple Robins in there. Simple as that.
Larry. Where is he?
He flirted with some offensive coordinator jobs.
Did he?
Yeah. But back to my mind. So that's the good news. You don't have to go be world beaters and win every single game if you're the second fiddle guy. I said this before, man. I think Kentucky football is one of the best jobs in the country. The facilities are good. And as long as Calipari's winning, if I win 7 or 8 games and I get to a little bowl game and every once in a while I'll beat Tennessee or I'll beat Vanderbilt, I'll beat South Carolina 5 times in a row, whatever. You know what? I got a pretty good job. Kentucky football's a good job. But Kentucky basketball... ask the guy that came up from A&M, Sherman, what are the guy's name? Billy, what was the guy's name? Anyway, they go fire your butt, man. You better be excellent. You know what? They demand it. They will accept nothing less than excellence in their basketball program at Kentucky. The basketball coach at Clemson has a much longer noose than the football coach at Clemson. And that's a good thing. To be honest with you, if you want to improve North Carolina football, if you want to improve Kentucky football, if you want to improve Alabama basketball, if you want to improve Clemson basketball, you got to demand more. You got to accept nothing less. Now, do you have the resources to do it? Do you have the, you know, what? Maybe not. Every situation is different. And it's easy to criticize without knowing what your situations are. I don't know what the budget really allows at Indiana football. I don't know that. But I know one thing. You go 500 Indiana football and you're okay. You go 500 Indiana basketball, your butt will be in the unemployment line. You'll be getting your resume ready because they demand basketball excellence in Bloomington, Indiana. Football, yeah, you know what? It's okay. You better win against Indiana basketball or you'll get your butt fired in a hurry. It's about what you demand. And if you want to change your programs, expect more. Don't lower your expectations. Don't make every excuse in the world. Oh, you got to understand Indiana football is a hard job. Yeah, it's a hard job. It's up to you to make it a good job, make it an easy job, make it a great job. If you demanded it out of them. Make sense?
I think you're all over it.
Disagree on anything?
No, sir.
Okay. Feel free to.
No. I trust me, I would, but I don't disagree with you.
Well, you would.
I think I've established that.
Ray is in Greer, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Ray. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mick. Hey, I understand about demanding and all this, but also I'm a realist. And when the season started, when the conference play started, do you think we should have – were we favored to beat Duke?
No.
Were we favored to beat Syracuse at Syracuse?
No. Syracuse is not great, but no. Not on the road at Syracuse, no.
Right. But we lost to Virginia at home. We won at Georgia, beat Georgia Tech at home. I mean, we're 1-4, but,
Ray,
the way we played first half the other day, it was great, but the second half, it sucked because the ball wasn't going to hold. But we're 1-4. Where did you think we would be? Is everybody upset because we didn't pull an upset?
No.
We were not favored in any game.
No, Clemson fans are not upset because they're 1-4. That's not why they're upset. Clemson basketball fans are upset because you went to Final Four last year, you got 3 or 4 returning starters, and then you go lay an egg against Creighton, you lay an egg against Nebraska, you look terrible against St. Peter's, you didn't play very well against Mississippi State, against Radford you kind of struggled, had to pull that one out late, and then it went, look, the momentum of the season was lost, and quite frankly, Ray, I'll be honest with you, before the season started because you didn't get Zion, you didn't get Josiah James, that Clemson basketball fans felt some hope off of Sweet 16. They're ranked for only the fifth time in preseason basketball history here. You don't get Zion, you don't get Josiah, and you come out and you lay eggs against Creighton, Nebraska, St. Peter's, Mississippi State, and Radford, and the momentum is gone. That's why they're frustrated.
Well, if you play the win game out, if we still got a lot of home games left. If we went out and steal a Wake Forest and a Georgia Tech on the road, we're going to be sitting there at 10-8 or 9-9. So, I mean, I think just need to let it play out and just don't overreact.
I don't disagree with you. Let me tell you what's going to happen, though. I'm going to get a text here in a minute from someone who goes, you're in year nine and you're preseason ranked and is 9-9 good after Sweet 16 and preseason ranked in the top 25.
Hey, Dave, you're playing a tough league.
Yeah, but you know, that's always going to be the case.
Before the season started, where did you have them? What did you have when you did win game before the season?
I don't know. I don't know if we'd even did it. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, Ray.
I think you had them at 10-8.
Ray, you make a lot of sense, and I don't disagree with you. However, what I hear from you is what I've heard for 20 years on this show. It's a tough league, man. You got to understand it's a tough job. It's a tough deal. We got to lower expectations. Quite frankly, Ray, I'll be honest with you. I think it's time to raise your expectations. I think it's time to say, we're not going to settle for that. I'm not going to settle for it being tough anymore. It was always tough. It's always going to be tough. So we can always use that as a crutch and go, well, you got to be patient. I've been patient for 45 years. I think it's time to, again, you're not wrong. What you're saying is 100% right. But let me ask you this. How much longer can we say? How old are you, Ray?
I'm 55.
You've been watching it for how long?
Ever since I was a teenager.
And as a teenager, every year, isn't it tough in Clemson basketball?
Of course it is.
So,
but
at what
point
in time...
you're not going to out-recruit Duke in North Carolina. I don't care if I live to be 105.
I disagree with that, man. I can't have that. You know why I can't have that? Because that's what we always say, and it's not working. Would Dabo Swinney have had that attitude? No, Dabo Swinney says, if you're going to dream, dream big. Right? Dreaming big does not say, hey, you come on Sweet 16, let's go 9-9 this year. That's not dreaming big. It's time to dream big around here, man. It's time to expect more, to demand more, and it's time to say, hey, man, we can do it. I don't want to hear it. For 45 years, I hear about how hard it is, and I appreciate the phone call, Ray. Thanks for calling in. It's hard. Of course it's hard. It's been hard, and it's going to continue to be hard. But I'm tired of hearing about how hard it is. Let's go say, if we're going to dream, let's dream big. An idea, we'll never out-recruit Duke. We'll never out-recruit North Carolina. I don't want to live that way anymore. I want to live the way that we say, you know what? We can. If you're going to go through life, Zach, I'm 50 years old. You know how much better it is being Tigger than Eeyore? You know how much more fun life is for Tigger than Eeyore? You know what's fun when Eeyore wakes up in the morning, what it feels like, when Tigger wakes up in the morning, what it feels like? Is it okay, Zach, I know we're up against one right now. Is it okay just to say, hey, man, I want more. It's okay. I want to be optimistic. I want to feel good about it. I want to think that we can. I don't want to hear about how hard it is and how we can't anymore. Does that make sense? Can I do that? Can I get a verbal confirmation on that rather than a head nod for the fans out there that are listening because it's radio?
I don't want you to yell at me if I say anything.
I'm not going to yell at you.
Yes, you are right.
After living 45 years as an Eeyore, I want to be a Tigger. I want to go into it thinking, hey, man, I think we're going to win. I think we're going to have a great year. Think that we're going to get this guy. I did that with both Zion and Josiah James. You know what? People jumped all over me. And rightfully so, we didn't get him. But you know how great it felt, at least thinking that we could and we will, rather than, well, we can't really do this. You got to play North Carolina. You got to play Duke. And it's just going to be hard. I know that, man. I live that. Can I live the second half of my life thinking, I think we can do it. I really think we can do this.
You can do that.
Anyway. We'll take a break. Come back. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm coming straight to you. More to your turn right after this.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Bello Mushroom Clemson is all in for the big game on February 3rd, and we invite you to join us for the ultimate ending to a fantastic year of college and pro football. We're serving our delicious Bello Mushroom pizza, as well as your favorite libations from the bar, all in front of TVs throughout. If you can't make it, see our specials online for pick up the day of the game. For special occasions, you can rent our Four Seasons patio room, and at work or at home, ask us about our catering menu. We look forward to seeing you February 3rd for the big game and for sports year-round. We're all in at Bello Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today. 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Bilo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Bodie gets a handoff in the backfield and dropped for a loss and on down. Clemson will take over.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you want to get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Hey, my friends at Trail, TREHEL.com. That's your... Will Hostel says he owns you, and he said you're running scared, but that's fine. That's between you and him.
I'm at the range every afternoon. He's nowhere to be found.
Hey, I want to tell you about what Trail does and how they're a little bit different. Experience. And by the way, they're always looking for greatness. Will told me one time about hiring folks. He goes, we talk to people all the time. We hire all the time. We look around all the time, because if you pass up an opportunity to hire somebody once, then you'll never get that chance again. So we were always looking at greatness at Trail. You know, the average project manager at Trail's been there with the company for 13 years. The average project superintendent's been there for 15 years. You ever wonder about that? And that these people get to work for this company, and they like being at home, tucking their kids in at night and eating dinner with their family, taking their kids to school. They like being local here and doing this. So in the 34 years they've been there, and the millions, or actually $1 billion of industry they built here, they're doing it with great people. You will notice the person that you're dealing with on a daily basis through this, or on a timely, a weekly basis through this, they're going to be tiggers and love being at work, love working for them. We get texts every day from Trail employees over there on the way to work at Trail, and man, just happy as they can be. When you walk in the building, it feels different too. It's all about relationships to them. Now through it, they're in the people business, but through it, they build buildings. But more than anything else, you're going to have a great relationship as a result of it. To find out about the building process, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. Let's get Snaphook been hanging on. Yeah, Snaphook's held the longest. Good morning, Snaphook. Thanks for hanging on the Northern Communications phone lines, man. How you doing?
Oh, bother.
Can't believe we've got to go talk about that.
Mickey, can we all agree that record-wise last football season was perfect?
Yes. 15-0 was perfect, yes.
Perfect. What are the expectations for next season?
In football?
Yes.
Win the opener, win the Atlanta. No, the expectations are to be the preseason number one, and then to be in the national championship hunt and win a conference, win a division, beat your arch rival, and be right in the middle of that college football playoff thing again, and maybe win another national championship.
As fans, do we expect to win another Natty?
Yes.
As fans, as coaches, not as players, as fans.
Yes.
If we don't, is that a disappointment?
Yes.
So, expectations being too high could lead to a letdown, correct?
Sure.
Appreciate it, brother. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Snapbook. I think I know what he was saying by that. But I don't know.
Read between the lines a little bit. Read between the lines a little bit.
But I could read either way. I could read that maybe we get our football expectations out of whack, or maybe we need to raise our basketball expectations. I'll tell you this. Through the years of Shiat, Purnell, Brownell, through the years of Leggett and Monty Lee,
through the years of Seven and Monty Lee?
Huh?
Seven and Monty Lee?
No, Jack Leggett.
Seven?
Jack Leggett. Through the years of Tommy West, Tommy Bowden, and Dabo Swinney, I have been much, much more critical of Clemson football and Clemson baseball because of how hard the Clemson basketball job is. The leeway is much more for Clemson basketball because I do understand that it is difficult. No one's trying to say it's not. I'm just saying no one wants to hear about it anymore. That makes sense?
Correct.
Follow me?
Listen, I'm with you.
All right. Chad is in Belton, South Carolina. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Miggy, I missed a little late getting in the vehicle this morning. I missed the first part of your talk, but I'm hearing you talking about raised expectations. Is that from a fan base perspective or from the actual school administration, maybe even staff level? What was your reference point there?
I didn't have plans. I had 8 things to talk about today, and none of them were about Clemson basketball, but our phone calls earlier in the show did this. So we let the callers drive the bus, and there was some frustration with Clemson fans about their basketball program. Right. And I get that, and I don't think they're wrong about that. But I think to answer your question, Chad, I think that I don't know the catalyst for it. I'd say the catalyst probably in most cases is usually the fans. And then as a result, I know, first of all, man, I know Dan Radakovich wants to win and win big in basketball. I've talked to him about it. I've had a meeting in his office about it, about the facilities in his building. I know he wants to win really, really big. I know that. I know Brad Brunell wants to win really, really big. But for the most part, I go back to the end of the Bowden days, and I go back to the losing to South Florida in the Charlotte Bowl game, and those are the two times. And I can even go back. That's two times I hosted the show, but even back to the Hatfield days, even back to the way Danny Ford was let go and all this kind of stuff, when the fans demand the university, the administration, the front office in a professional game, they listen. And so I don't know, does it start at the fans, start at administration, start at coach staff, start at players? I don't really know where that is, and I don't know exactly how it looks. But I do know this, Chad. I do know for 45 years of me watching Clemson basketball with very little success through the 45 years, an occasional success, that what I have heard all my life is that, man, this is a hard job. This is a hard league. Clemson's got to play North Carolina and Duke, and this is very, very difficult. And quite frankly, I'm tired of beating my head against that wall and that insanity of trying to play that card and it doesn't work. And I think it's okay to say, no, let's dream big. Dabo Swinney taught us. We can dream big. We can think we're going to win. We can recruit the best. We can put the money in the best. We can put behind and get the best and expect more. It's okay to expect more.
Right. And you know, you speak to the history of it there, Mickey, and I'm glad you did. Do you think that's something that can be overcome by hiring a new coach?
I don't know.
Is that something that's going to be swept away in one or two seasons? It's 45 years going to be swept away in one or two seasons with some shiny new hire?
I don't know that.
Right. I mean,
but a lot of that would depend on who it is. I mean, if you hired
times, haven't we?
If Mike Krzyzewski came coach here, which he's not, I imagine it probably would be. You know, people forget, man, Alabama football was great for a long time, but when Nick Saban got there, Alabama was in some doldrums and they weren't playing at a very high level. So a lot
they were
of a
500
on,
program when you got there, yes.
Yeah, look, I see what you're saying.
They weren't a 500 program. They were a 500 team when he got there. The program and the resources and stuff were still around him. My thing is this. I want to say that these guys that are there now are dreaming big, or we wouldn't be at the table with Zion. We wouldn't be at the table with Josiah. You know, I think Brownell's even gone on record and saying, hey, you know, if we swing enough times, eventually we're going to get one of these guys. You know, I mean, that's. And that's what he's doing. It's better than not trying at all, which is, you know, what a lot of fans reactionary think. Well, we shouldn't even try to get those guys.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's not true.
No. You know, Bill Foster made that mistake here in the 70s where he said he struck out a couple of times. He said, we can't get these guys, so I'm not going to recruit them. No, she's not going to the prom with you unless you ask her to the prom.
Right. You can't win if you don't play. Right. And the other thing is this. And I think it's magnified because of the roster size. Now, let's say that if you miss out on a Josiah James and you've only got two scholarships and you're bringing in two kids, that's 50% of your class. All of a sudden, you got a backfill. Can you imagine what would happen if Dabo missed on half of his recruits in football?
Yeah.
So there's another perception deal going on there where, you know, everything in basketball is kind of magnified with recruiting because of the small numbers. So it's a woe with me. It's easy to get into a downward cycle off of one kid that doesn't come, you know, and a negative mindset, I guess. I think everybody needs to take that with a little bit of perspective. And I'm not saying that makes it right. I want those kids to come too. There's no reason for a Trey McGowan to leave Wren and go all the way to Pittsburgh.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
They know they feel that way too. But you know, I know they wanted him. And they know they wanted him bad, and they spent a lot of time and money on that kid. So I don't know.
Let me say this. Now, Zion and Josiah James are five stars, but I'm looking right now at the top 25, the Associated Press top 25. While I am not familiar with all the personnel out there in college basketball, I'll be the first to admit that to you, but I don't know how many, you know, Ole Miss is ranked 20th, Mississippi State is ranked 22nd. And Auburn's ranked 16th, and Auburn does it with Bruce Pearl. I get that a little bit. But, I mean, I'm looking at Texas Tech's ranked 14th. And these are programs I grew up as a kid. No one dreamed. Brennan, I'll use this. No one dreams about playing Clemson basketball. People didn't dream about going to Ole Miss, Mississippi State to play basketball. Kids don't grow up thinking, man, I can't wait to go play basketball at Texas Tech. And yet these teams are winning and winning at a, you know, at a high level right now. I'm not sure you had to have Zion to you know, Tennessee.
No, but I mean, even well. A kid like the kid at Creighton. I mean, Tyshawn Alexander, we led for him for a long time. A lot of people don't follow basketball recruiting close enough to even know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we led for him for a long time, and here they come in at the end, and, you know, Creighton gets named in that FBI investigation, and and the rest is history.
Yeah, it's a great point. It's a great point.
So, I mean, you know, I think you know, nobody's making excuses. I think the staff that's there is dreaming big. I think they're going after these guys, and you know, they're doing really all they can. Now, I guess if it's not enough, it's not enough, and that's, I guess that's what it really comes down to. But I don't think it's on their part trying to get it done. The effort is definitely there.
I know Brad Burnell well enough to know that no one that calls the station, no one who hosts shows on here wants to win any more than he wants to win.
Correct.
I know him well enough for that. As much as, and it's, Chad, it sounds like you love it, but it's not your life, and it's not his life. I shouldn't say that. It's not your livelihood, and it's much more for Brad Brown to win to him than it is for me and you for comes to basketball to win. So I agree with that.
And the other thing is, I don't want to hold you up much longer, but you know, we've gone through how many coaches? I mean, it's you know, and we've had guys that have had success here, and for the most part in our history, the guys that have had any kind of, I would say, extended success, and I would call that 2 or 3 years at the most, have gone on for better jobs, what are perceived as better jobs,
or in Purnell's case, a worse job.
Well, he jumped for money, I guess, but I'm not sure that jumping was all on his account either. But I just think that, you know, it's a long history. It's a tough history. We've got a guy here that loves Clemson. We've got a guy here that is willing to endure. He went through the Little John reconstruction. He played away from home for a year. He didn't bounce after a Sweet 16 year, and I don't know, maybe he didn't have the opportunity to. I don't know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, we've tried these quick fixes and these switch over and turnover year after year for the history of our program. You know, I don't think we're going to overcome that in a day. And I don't think he's going to try to overcome it in a day. I think he realizes that. I think he knows it. So I think Radakovich recognizes it too, that it's a long haul fix. And I know it's been 9 years, but it hasn't been 9 years with the facilities and the backing that he's had the last couple. And so, you know, the kids we've got coming in next year that are signed are a higher caliber recruit. And, you know, Brad, thank goodness, has finally gone out Midwest to find him a sharpshooter. And, you know, all these teams, and we had one in Gay, but it took him a while to get there. But, you know, he's able to reach out and get these kids that fit pieces into his system finally, instead of just taking what he can get. And I think that's going to make a big difference as well.
I would say that again, it does come down to players, and he's got to recruit. Chad, I appreciate your comments, man. Very nice of you to call out this morning. Hope you have a great day. Yeah, in the end, the other teams are better because they have better players. Florida State had better players. Years ago, that Zach, Florida State had better players than Clemson. So you got to recruit better. I don't think there's any question about that. I have complimented you on this yesterday, but I just noticed it again today. I don't know who cuts your hair, buddy. But they do a great job over there. And I'm not sure if they're working with Duke and North Carolina kind of talent because you just have great natural hair, or if they're the Greg Marshalls and they do a great job of developing your hair. But I got to tell you, buddy, you've knocked it out of the park up there with that lettuce you got this morning.
I mean, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Goodness gracious. Do you know what I do for that hair right there?
I don't know. You wear a hat every day. I never get to see those.
Well, I wear a hat for a reason. Because you, my friend,
you
have great hair. If you're unlike Zach, if you're more like me and you have bad hair, did you see our Tiger Time magazine's got our pictures in it?
I did.
See how good your hair looks, how bad everybody at the station looks? If you have bad hair, let Ruchers take care of you. RuchersMGC.com. They'd love to be there for you. 884-8920. The barbershop is back. The American-style barbershop is back. Let them touch on it now. It's Roosters. RuchersMGC.com. Over Pelham Road, over in Greenville. The ladies give you a little hot towel treatment, a little straight razor to shave the back of the neck. Get you going, man. My electric razor broke yesterday. More reason to go to Roosters. Take care of it. RoostersMGC.com. Again, 884-8920. The best in the business when it comes to making you go from bad hair to Zach Orr hair. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Nick and Anderson, Dave in Simpsonville, hang on your phone calls. Paul Strelo has a huge junior day coming up at Clemson recruiting on Saturday. He'll tell you about that at 8:05. Your phone calls in the next segment.
This Saturday, the Tigers travel to Tobacco Road as North Carolina State hosts the Tigers in Raleigh to take on Kevin Keats Wolfpack in the PNC Arena in another key ACC matchup. Pre-game is at 1:30 with a 2 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station of Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit upstatescboatshow.com for more.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to. Well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jewelers is going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out. Spend St. Patrick's Day with us. March 16th at Shaper's Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right.
If you live the right. You just have a way of putting me in a good mood when I hear the Traveling Wilburys. It's not the Wilburys, by the way. Traveling Wilburys. I can't hear it anymore, though. What happened? Are my earphones down? What, is something wrong with my earphones? What are we? Sit around and... At 9:05 today, I'm just going to sit back and listen to the whole album.
9:05, huh?
That way I can control my own volume.
Stick your feet up out in the front there.
You won't have hold me hostage with depriving me of Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne and Roy Orbison and I don't know who else is in there. Tom Petty. Anyway, I want to talk to you about Katechee, CATECHEE.com. When we sat down with Greg and Shannon and Jeff and sat down with, all the great folks over at Katechee, we talked about this good news, good segment of the day, and we still do that, but I'm reminded about why. Every time I go over there, there's just I kind of feel like a little Tigger moment. Tigger.
Someone asked, can you please
do it again? Huh?
What sound does Tigger make?
Can you give me some Tigger over there? Can you find him? T-I-double-G-R.
I guess so.
Can't believe I got to play more Tigger. Isn't it Winnie the Pooh goes, oh, bother. Anyway. And then you got the, is it the beaver or is it an otter? Which one it goes? Yes, certainly, certainly. I love that stuff, man. That's what a great cartoon that is. But I feel great when I head over to Katechee. I'm in a great mood. Katechee.com. Why not, man? Well, look at that piece of property over there. Look how great the food is, the golf is, how great the lodging is. Get over. Love that guy, don't you? Give me when he spells T-I-double-G-R. Love that guy. Love Katechee too. On a very serious note, Mr. Orr 24, 420 pristine acres, halfway between Clemson and Athens. I think we're going to have some decent weather this weekend. Make one trip there. I promise you, if you go once, you'll go back. What a great day it is every time. I've never had a bad day at Katechee. You know how they say the best day on the golf course is better than the worst day at work? Or the worst day on the golf course is better than the best day at work?
Mm-hmm.
Best day at Katechee is better than anywhere else. CATECHEE.com.
Hello, I'm Tigger.
Oh, you scared me.
T-I-double-G-R.
I can't find that one. That's not on the soundboard.
Let's get... In order of how long they've been hanging on. Nick's been hanging on in Anderson forever. Hey, good morning, Nick. Thanks for your patience. I hope you're doing well this morning.
I'm doing great, Mickey. I just want to tell the women's basketball team that BYG bring your own guests this week tonight and beat the pack and put them in the first put the first L in the Moss column tonight.
Yeah, NC State, the last undefeated team in the country, and the Tigers have a chance tonight. Is that 7 o'clock, Zachor? 7 o'clock, 6:45 pregame? A chance to take down the last of the unbeatens tonight. So, thank you, Nick. Appreciate the phone call. It's a tough stretch for Clemson women's basketball.
Sure.
But I hadn't heard anybody talk about how tough it is for women's basketball. Let's get David in Anderson, South Carolina. Good morning, David. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm a first time caller there, Mickey. How you doing?
I'm great, but I really appreciate you calling in and joining us now. Glad to have you with us.
Well, let me give you something. Give you something to chew on. I'm not going to hold you long.
All right.
Just a parallel here. Wouldn't you think that Clemson basketball is the basketball that South Carolina is to the SEC, South Carolina Gamecocks football? Who they got to recruit against?
Yes.
South Carolina football recruits against Alabama, Georgia, and I would say Florida up and coming. Florida's up coming up. And yet, for them to be great, they would have to beat them teams, you know, during the season and at the championship game.
Right.
While Clemson in basketball has to recruit against Duke, North Carolina, and an occasional Wolfpack team that back in the day was a regular team, and sometimes Georgia Tech, when they up and coming. And they have to go through that road, the back or road, to become, you know, a great team, Clemson basketball. That's sort of a parallel right there. Just something for you to chew on this morning. I got the phone line and let you
comment on that.
I appreciate that, David. I agree 100%. I think it is a great parallel. I think it is a great comparison. I think when you're talking about the difficulty in the jobs, now I will tell you that South Carolina football has more support from the fans than Clemson basketball has. We're a football state, and there's been a few more football players from the state than we've had basketball. But part of the problem is that South Carolina has not been able to have long-term success here as a result of the tough uphill climb that they have. So, but I totally agree 100%. I think that's a very, very good point. Dave is in Simpsonville this morning. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Good morning, Mick. How are you doing today?
How's the Simpsonville traffic? Are we okay this morning? Got some wet roads. We all right?
Oh man, we're heading 385 to Clinton, so everything's green trees and black asphalt.
Good.
No traffic.
Good.
Down this
Love
way.
It. Love it.
Hey, you talked back during the football season of how you would get on the air during the down times of Clemson football, and you know, you'd stay on them pretty hard about change, and then Dabo pulled you in, and he showed you his plan. And I don't know if you were able to go over the plan in depth over the radio. Some of that might be super secret. We understand that. But have you ever heard of, or do you know, or has Brad had that same kind of conversation with you? What is his plan? I mean, he's been here, what, 8-9 years now. Do we know, or has he relayed, or does he have the same kind of plan as he sees Clemson basketball down the road? Or do you feel like that he was one of those coaches that was constantly looking over his shoulder until last year when the administration gave him a little bit of a vote of confidence? And, you know, with the facilities like they were having to go into Greenville, kind of put him behind the eight ball. But I'd be interested to know what his plan is or was to take Clemson basketball into that next level. We all think it can be done. You look at the Wichita States of the world. You look at Virginia, as a matter of fact. Virginia has done that, even though they're a little bit in a bigger area than Clemson is. But I still think we can win. Amanda Butler's doing it with the same players that were here last year. So, you know, it'd be interesting to hear what your thoughts are on that. And y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the phone call. It's a very good point, a very good question. I'm not as close to this staff as I was the Shiat staff and the Purnell staff. I was actually closer to Larry Shiat than it was Purnell, but closer to the Purnell staff. Oliver Purnell was great to me, and his staff was great to me. And I had a not an open door deal, but sat over there many, many times and shared thoughts and asked the questions and that kind of stuff. Brad's been great to me as well. I love Brad Brunell. I think he is a great guy, and I enjoy my every time I meet him and talk to him and have some great conversations with him. Most significant conversation I've had about Clemson basketball in the last 9 years of Brad Brunell's era came when Dan Radakovich called and wanted to sit down and talk about his vision for the facility and getting that message out about the facility and what he wants. And I just know this. I don't know Dan Radakovich well. I know him well enough to know this. And he was very, he parlayed this to me very clearly that he wants to win in basketball and almost like his legacy. And that's not been derailed by anything in Clemson football. Dan Radakovich wants to be ultra successful in basketball at Clemson. And so now doing it, wanting to do it, doing two different things there, but it's very important for him to do that. Plan wise, you know, Dabo's a great at selling the vision. No doubt about that. And I have shared every detail or almost every detail what Dabo told me during those meetings that we have with him. I do want to tell you now about, speaking of vision, in Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. You know, one of the things about Palmetto Dunes is you could have a place like Palmetto Dunes and kind of go around and not have the vision and not do the great things to keep it up. I mean, there are other resorts there in Hilton Head that are pretty good, but they don't have what Palmetto Dunes has because of that vision and because of the people. And I talk about vision. Pickleball is a great example of this for me and staying ahead of the curve. And like the, you know, because they have good, you know, tennis courts are tennis courts to a certain extent, but the tennis facility there and what is thought in the tennis world. to, you know, getting in your maintenance and you're changing your greens and you're adding facilities in golf and adding all the equipment in golf. All that's very, very important, adding the technology part of golf. And then doing it from a restaurant standpoint, doing it from, you know, Shelter Cove. Now, look, they have some natural advantages. Don't get me wrong. It's great pieces of property. But more than that, the people had vision for the past 50 years, and they keep getting better and better and better and better at it. And that is a great part of Palmetto Dunes. To visit them, if you've not been in a while, if you've never been before, it's palmettodunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Sign up for the email list, and you're going to get some great deals. palmettodunes.com. The Farmers Insurance Open, about to get underway out in Torrey Pines, and we have five local players. I gave you this yesterday, but let me remind you again today, and you can follow this. I'm going to give you the local, the Eastern times here. Bill Haas at noon today off the first hole in the North Course. Scott Brown at 12:40 off the South Course, number 10. Richie Rawinski, 10:40 off number 1 on the North Course. Kyle Stanley at 1:40 off of the North Course, number 1. And Sam Saunders at 1:50 off of the South Course of number 1. That's five local players playing at the Farmers Insurance, San Diego, California. Should be great weather, great coverage all day, all weekend long, out in beautiful Torrey Pines. And it really reminds me of telling you about great weather and great golf at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Get in touch with them online. A vacation planner is waiting on you right now at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. When we come back, Paul Shrelo is going to be here. We have some additions, son.